felt like this, you know, that, you know, I'm strong enough to deal with this, you know, because I know I'm right. Because I know that I'm right. You know, if there was some doubts about not being right, I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it. You know, I wouldn't deal with it. But I know that I'm right, and it's right out here. See? It's right out here. You know, I am what I am, you know, and they know it. They know that I'm not going for no bullshit, you know, and I'm not going to stand to see nobody fuck over nobody else. You know, period. Now, this might be the wrong type of makeup, you know, or what have you, you know, but I just don't see it being going down no other way. I just don't see it no other way. Anything other than that, it's all phony or fucked up.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, you know, it was a good experience. A good experience, you know, a good experience.
You obviously learned something from it.
Yeah, I did, a whole bunch. See, you know, there's not been any niggas down here putting needles in their arm. You know, there have not been any crimes and all this kind of shit of niggas ripping off and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, because that was personally taken care of, you know, like, you know, and all of that. Now, I don't know where it's going to go. You know, I don't know where it's going to go now. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, because I am not able to concentrate on it like I have been single-handed. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I've got two boys that I've got to start dealing with, you know, that needs me now, you know, and I really got to put all my time and energies, you know, into their welfare and, you know, what their future thing is going to be about. You know, I've given 15, 20 years to Fayetteville, you know, for the betterment some kind of way.
I'm trying to remember.
No, she went to high school here. She was the first one. Yeah, she was in that first group to go over here.
That's right, she
wasn't
here.
Mm-hmm.
Did she do some college work too?
Yeah, she likes 12 hours before she gets a degree or some shit, you know.
What is she in? What's she majoring?
She's majoring in elementary education, I believe. Or secondary education. What kind of education was you majoring in? Elementary?
You're about through then, aren't you? About 12 hours plus practice teaching. Oh, that's good. Well, did you throw it off in the bar as soon as you got back here from California? Or did somebody have that place before?
Somebody had it before.
Yeah.
Somebody had it before. Yeah.
Y'all finished?
Oh, man, we're sitting.
See, that whole beer thing started like this, man. Sherman got it for, you know, a teenage thing, serve hamburgers and stuff. And the Kappa Sigs asked me if they could rent that place to have a party down there one night after they got through with their deal over there. And I said, yeah. And they told me to have some beer and some barbecue. So, you know, I told Daddy about it, you know, and I got 10 cases of beer and I'd cook some barbecue and what have you. And, you know, they came, they flocked in. They flocked in, they had a good time, had a real good time, and I don't know, made $400 or $500 or something that night. And then he said he needed to be selling beer. And that started him into that beer thing, you know, to do that, you know. Which when he started the beer thing, I said, well, man, if you go to the beer thing, what's this going to do to the teenagers, you know? Well, he had to make the money thing, which I could understand that, you know. So, you know, that started all that. That started that beer thing.
What had he done in California? Had he done
something? Nothing. He was just working in the, you know, working for some folks, you know. I don't know. I think him and Mama made pretty good money because they didn't have no, you know, they just one of them kind of live-in jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that kind of thing.